Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Ayin Reish Amud Beis. Again, we don't call it Reish Ayin because it's Ra. So Ayin Reish Amud Beis, we're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simen Tuf Hey. And we begin on the very top line with Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Nisanuhu Ovdei Kochavim Chutz L'Tchum. If a non-Jewish person forcibly took you outside of your Tchum, and he places you Bedir or Besahar, he places you inside some sort of a pen or a corral of animals, or umara, in a cave, or be'ir acheres, or in another city, mukefes chol maladira, that it was surrounded by a wall for dwelling purposes. In other words, in all of these situations, he's putting you in an enclosed area. So, alternatively, shenanas bishar onis, or for whatever the reason the accident was that he was taken outside of his city, o sheshagag, or he himself forgot where he was, yotzeh chutz l'tchum, and he left his tchum, and in all of these situations, v'nichnas le'echod me'elu, he goes inside an enclosed area. So do we or do we not consider that as dalet amos is the question that we're raising. V'niskar v'hu b'socho, he only realizes, in the cases where he didn't know he was outside his tchum, he only realizes he's outside his tchum once he's inside this enclosed new area. Or if the goyim brought him there, or whatever the situation was, that he got into this other enclosed area. And now he realizes he's in this enclosed area. If he realizes before he goes into the enclosed area that he doesn't have that as dalet amos. But if he only realizes or is now directly put there against his will in this enclosed area, v'nizkar v'hu b'socho, mahalich is kulo. He is viewed as this entire area is dalet amos for him, and he gets to move about within that entire area. The Mishnah Brura explains in Sivkot and Chof Aleph, Rod Salom, we're talking here, Shotziu mitoch hatchum in sanu sham. As I've already pointed out, they took him from outside his tchum and they brought him inside this new enclosed area. The Chavetz Chaim in the Sharat Zion Oshul Ches says this is based upon the Gemara, because the Ilu Yosel Adas, if he intentionally went out, so then afilu im acharkach holichu bal karcho sham, even if he intentionally left and then was taken forcibly into the city, Ein lo el arbamos, since he left on his own, so once he leaves his own tchum, he only has dalet amos, even if subsequently he's forcibly brought into another town or another enclosed area. Sivkotin Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah Brura continues to write, Bedir, he's brought into this pen or this corral over here, Godesh shel behemos she'osim besodos, this is like a corral that they put around the animals out in the field, Hayom kan v'yom kan, it's a movable type of a fence that they want to pen the animals in into a certain area. So on some days they want the animals to go and fertilize the field, so they keep them penned in a certain area. Kidei lezablon b'galale habehemos, so the waste product of the animals will fertilize the field. And then the sar, what is that? The sar nasal hamosayir, that they would go make a pen around for the animals of the city. Lo hizur kan shi mukaf ladira, these do not have to be go and enclosed for the purpose of dwelling, because mishum de lo boinon mukaf ladira ella bishaya hashetach yosem ibeis osayim. This doesn't have to be specifically made for dwelling purposes, because the stam type of corral or pen over here is not going to be greater than a base of sign, the 5,000 square amos that we've talked about many times. Ustam dirisar lo havi kokach. The stam pen or corral over here is much smaller than that, and therefore it doesn't have to be made for dwelling purposes. However, if it was in fact greater than a base of sign, was more than two saw, which is over here 5,000 square amos greater, but inon she mukaf ladira, then it would in fact need to be mukaf ladira if we're going to use this over here as an enclosure that you can be considered like dalet amos. Kigon shishomer habehemos dorsham, and this would be, for example, how could it be enclosed? It's for the animals. So if you had the shomer of the animals, the shepherds over there, they had an enclosure around it for their dwelling purposes. Sivkot Chaf Beis, and Mishbur continues, and he says, if the city that they placed him into was Mukefes Chom Ladira, was enclosed for dwelling purposes, because the Ayidei Zeh Hevek Rishus HaYachad, now it's viewed as a Rishus HaYachad over here, and therefore the Hevek Kula Ki Arba Amos, and therefore we ultimately are going to view this as one big Dalet Amos for this person. Likewise, even if it was put into a city that didn't have a wall around it. However, V'yesh Ben Tikune Eruvin, but it does have a good Erev around it. As we've already learned. Vida, and one should know. Do adin imheviu akum besvina. Likewise, if the goyim brought him on a boat, he wouldn't be allowed to leave the boat. If the boat has a dwelling place that's within 10 tfachim of the ground, i.e., it's in shallow water, unless it was also within the walls of the city, the port that it's docking into is surrounded within the walls of the city. And some suggest even if the city is not fully enclosed by the port area, as long long as Omek Mekom HaMayim Shem Mekom HaNormal Nechshav L'Mechitza. Some would suggest that the depth of the water over here can serve as the Mechitza on that side, and therefore it would be considered an enclosed area, and you could walk within the entire port and within the entire city. However, he says, Ayin L'Mogen Avraham, Mashakosav Ezeb Shem Ariel, and he says, V'nisbar V'bir HaLocha. This is discussed further in the Bir HaLocha. If you look in the Chavetz Chaim's Bir HaLocha, Mukefes Chom L'Adira, he says, "V'dad the Mogen Avraham he vidas the Riyas." He brings down the Arzarua over here, the Riyas, the Iburish Alir Nami Nechshav Kir, that the surrounding part of the city, beyond the city limits, but surrounding the city is also considered over here like the ear for our din. Umele the Kosher came the Poligal Ikor Din Hamachaber the Lobo Inon Hekav Chol Meklal, and he certainly argues with the Mechaber on this din over here. And he adds as well, the Mogen Avraham writes, the Kain Hu Ba'aguda, the Aguda holds the same way. There are other Rishonim that hold like this as well. However, subsequently, later in this Bir HaLoch, he writes, to take advantage of these more lenient opinions against the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is not right, because the Rov HaPoskim Kaimi B'Shit is Shulchan Aruch. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch is the majority opinion. He further on later writes in this Bir Halacha, Bikomakum Evshur Shibishas Adchach Yeshus Moch Lahokil. If it's under extenuating circumstances, you can't take the more lenient opinion over here, Lahalacha. And he writes, Afilu Belohek if Mechitzos Meacha de Milsa de Rabbanu. And this would be even if it wasn't surrounded by walls, you can take the lenient opinion under extenuating circumstances because the whole din is a din de Rabbanu. However, he does write, Miu, Mashevi Amogen Rabbi Shevarias, Afilu Bachnisul, Yibura Shalir, Nabi Choshu Lokolir Kabamos, that which the Riaz says is that you can even go into the Ibur of the city, the surrounding outside part of the city, and that's considered Dalet Amos. He said that's a little bit too much, even for extenuating circumstances. And he says the Ramban is Machmir in this situation, and he says that it's even possible that the Riaz didn't hold like this himself, because he would say that that's only if a person was in the city. Then he gets to count the Ibura Shalir, but not if he's just put into the Ibura Shalir. Again, I gave you the Rashi Tevas over here. One can look in the entire Bir Halacha and try to understand this even better. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Chof Gimoli writes, or if you by accident went outside. Rosh Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shaya Torud B'inyanov, he was involved in whatever he was doing. He didn't realize that he was going beyond this Chum, V'yotzen, he went outside without realizing it. As we've already explained, as above in the Mechaber. The issue footnote number 19 brings down, V'yem Nichnas O'yotzen B'heter, if he in fact went out with permission, halachic permission, so then the Mogen Avraham writes, Dino Kamui Shiyotza Bonus. Then it's exactly like if he went out without realizing it through some accident or some unforeseen circumstances. This is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tav Vav, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Legabi Misha Ein Lo Ela Dalet Amos, Shiitiru Lo Lotzeis Mehen Im Hutzrach L'Nekovov. Somebody's only allowed to go Dalet Amos, but he's allowed to leave that area in order to go use the bathroom. So V'yochol L'leches L'tzad Chumo, and he can go in the direction back towards its chum. And if in terms of going to the bathroom, he now goes and re-enters its chum, so kivan shenichnas b'rishus, since he technically is allowed to go back there because of the kavod habrias, so he has to go to the bathroom, so then he regains his chum again. We'll learn more about this in Sivman Tuf Vav. Mishnah Berurah continues, Sivkat and Chav Dalet, he realizes after he's been taken out accidentally or without realizing it, that he's now beyond the strum in another city or in another enclosed area, as opposed to lafuke bishniska kodim shenichnas v'nichnas, as opposed to it's before he enters into this other city. He left his Tchum, and he realizes now, before he enters the other enclosed area, that he's outside his Tchum. Then, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, then he only has Dalet Amos over here, Dari Nichlatz L'Das, because now he's entering into the other city with Das. He realizes he's outside his Tchum, so he doesn't get the entire city as Dalet Amos. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avolim Yotze Chutz L'Tchumo L'Das, if he intentionally left his Tchum, so then Apa Bishu B'Soch Echod Me'elu, even though he's now into an enclosed area outside his Tchum, we can't see him and say, Ein lo ela arba amos, he only has his Dalet Amos. The Mishnah explains this in Karn Chavei, Bein shenichnas midaito, this is true, once he left his city intentionally, he left his Tchum intentionally, and now he enters into this other city intentionally, or Bein shechnisu akmosham, or even if he's forcibly going against his will taken into this city, we do not give him the city as Dalet Amos. Kivin shal koponim yitziyoso mitchum hayo midas, since his yitziyoso, his leaving the Tchum, was with Das, so therefore, lo amrin bezeh kulo ki arba amos. We don't give him the entire arba amos over here of the city to be counted as arba amos, but we only give him actual physical Dalet Amos. This is footnote number number 20 brings down, that there's a kula involved over here as well. V'yesh b'din zeh gam sad kula, as the Chazon Ish writes, kigon, for example, she'omid b'kotze hadir o asar, he's all the way at the end of this corral or pen, she'im hadir kulo kidalet amos, if the entire deer or sar over here is considered like dalet amos, then he can't leave it by even 1 foot. However, I will ain lo ela dalet amosov, if he only has dalet amos, and he's at the very last amo of the deer or the soar, so he's allowed to actually go 3 amos beyond that. So he goes the 1 amo to the edge of the deer or the soar, and then he can walk 3 more amos in that direction. So it's a little bit of a kula under these circumstances. The Chofetz Chaim Nevi Halacha Dibra Maskel, Alavim Yotzeh Chutz L'Tchum L'Das, says that the din over here that we brought down in the Mishnah Berurah is the Hu Lefi Das HaRambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam. V'siyato, and those that hold like the Rambam, Kemavi Shabir HaRav HaMagid, as the Magid Mishnah explains. However, V'da, the HaRashba, the HaRitba, the Tosos, and Erevin, they all argue with this Machaber. Peligi Alzeh, V'sovar, the Chol Gavnei Mekilinun Memokom Amukav Mechitzos L'choshul Kulu Yabramos. Even if the person went intentionally outside his tchum, but now he finds himself in another city, in another enclosed area, you still get to count that city as dalet amos. Even if you intentionally left, and you intentionally went into one of these areas, you still get it as dalet amos, according to the Ritva, the Rashba, and Tosos. And he says, this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. He likes this opinion better as well. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Lamaisa bevadi yesh lahachmi kedas mechaber." We should paskin like the mechaber lechatchilo, because the Harbi Rishonim kaimi b'shitas Rambam. He brings down a whole list over here, all the Rishonim that hold like this Rambam over here, and he concludes at the end, "Ubeprat shor Rashba biatzmo." Even the Rashba was the Mekel opinion, brings down in the Avodas Hakodesh the yesh lochush ledivri hamachmir zeh, that you should be careful about the more machmir opinion, and therefore you should only use this lenient opinion under very extenuating circumstances. And that's actually what the Mishnah Berurah referred to over here. Ayin the Bir Halacha at the end of Sif Katan Chaf Hey, this is the Bir Halacha that he's referring to. Now we go to Sif Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mishif Ligo Svinoso Bayom. If somebody went out on his boat onto the sea, he went out on his boat. Mishnah Berurah explains to Sif Katan Chavav, Myri, we're talking Shababi Erev Shabbos Samuch L'Chashech L'Nomol. He ended up going into the port on Erev Shabbos. And Mokum Shasvina Goshesh Slamatim Yasar Tvachim. And the boat is within 10 Tvachim of the ground. It's in shallow water. And he intended to leave the boat and enter into the city before Shabbos started. And therefore his intention was to go and be koneh to the shvitza on the ground. And then, before he gets to do so, and now wind came and blew his boat beyond the tchum, and the boat is blown out to sea, but it's still in shallow water. So that's his new shvisa at the start of Shabbos. Well, and so we learned previously in Simen Tov Dalid, also lolotzes min asvina, he wouldn't be allowed to go leave the boat over here, the ein lo ela arba amos, because he's beyond his tchum. His tchum was established over here where the boat was in the port by the Abosha. It was only blown out afterwards beyond the tchum, and now he's within 10 tfachim of the ground, so that's his new Kone Shvisa for right now, but you can't be Kone new Shvisa on Shabbos, so he's just beyond this Trum on the ground. Nevertheless, in this boat, he's allowed to go and walk in the entire boat as if it's Dalet Amos. The Cha'arba Amos Damya, whole Mukefes Mechitzos, since it is over here, Mukefes Mechitzos. So again, to summarize quickly over here, he made his Mokum Shvisa over here in the port, and now once Shabbos started, he's blown out to sea, more than the tchum from the port, and he's in an area of shallow water, so he's as if he's on the ground outside of his tchum. So that's what we're talking about over here. He's allowed to move about within the entire boat, but he can't leave the boat. And that's what the Mechaber tells us, Mahalach is kula. You can walk the entire boat. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chav Zayin, Afilu Kishi Omedes, even though the boat's standing still over here, because when a boat's moving, we say that you're really not Kone Shvisa in any place, and it's because the boat's moving and you're moving, so it's as if you're, so to say, standing still. But here, even if the boat is standing still, you can walk the entire boat. Hoel, the Mechaber tells us, since the Shavas be Avir Mechitzos, because you are within the Mechitzos of the boat. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chav Ches, Halosho Megumgum, it's a little bit of a funny language over here. The Lav Davku, it doesn't literally mean that you're in the mechitzas of the boat. What does it mean? The lefi hamavur le'el b'sivav, as we've already explained earlier today, shir, im hifligos finoso shalomi daito, the boat left without your intention, it was blown by the wind, the viatu l'soch ir hamukefes mechitzos shalosh shavas ba, and it blew you into an area where you're surrounded over here by mechitzos, but you don't have that as your mokum shvisa, or shinesenu akum lesok tvin acheres, or a goyim brought you out over here from your boat into another boat. So in these situations, nami mahalichas kula, you're allowed to walk the entire new boat. Kivin shiyitziyoso ba'onis hoiso, since you were taken against your will. El ikar kavanu ho v'hu ba'avir mechitzos, but since you are within mechitzos over here, as opposed to lafuke shenivchas, if the mechitzos of the boat went down, Uki the Messiah, as he's going to continue reading the Mechaber. So let's see that right now. The im nivchasu dofne svina b'Shabbos, if the walls of the boat fall apart on Shabbos, so then im hi mahalechas, if the boat is still going, so mahalechas kula, then you have the right to walk in the entire boat. We'll explain this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. And in this situation, mahalechas kula, you can walk within the entire boat. However, vim hi omedes, if the boat is standing still, eino mahalech bo el arbamos, then you're stuck and you're not even allowed to move within the entire boat. You're just allowed to move dalet amos. What's going on over here? Why is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nuchav Tes, v'lo nisharu gavoa asar tvachim, the walls of the boat over here have become knocked down so that the area above the floor over here on the boat is less than 10 tvachim. So you have, in this situation, debato she mechitzos ayidei zeh, you've destroyed it from being mukaf. It's not enclosed anymore. And therefore, v'uadin im nifratz mokum echad pirtzu b'yosim yeser amos b'rachba. The same thing would apply if the wall was destroyed for a width of 10 amos or more in its width, oshaya paritz meruba alomit, or if the open areas is greater than the closed areas. In all of these situations, the b'cholela batel minoshem rishus hayochid, he brings down from the achronim that in all of these situations, you've essentially no longer have an enclosed area over here. So, im hi mahalechas, the mechaber says, if the boat is moving still, albeit it doesn't have walls, so the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Lamed, the b'mahalechas lo shayach lomar diyotzi mi'arba amos shelo b'halichaso. Because in this situation, you have a paradox over here. Even though the boat is moving, you're also moving. So whenever you move, the b'chol shah omed bi'arba amos acherim. Since the boat is constantly moving, you get a new dalet amos every second. Wherever you are, the boat is moving, so you get a new dalet amos. And therefore, the svina no talto tomid mi'arba amos, because you're constantly being moved out of your arba amos. So if somebody picks you up and moves you more than your dalet amos, you get a new dalet amos. If somebody picks you up and moves you more than dalet amos, you get a new dalet amos. So in this situation over here, the boat is moving, so you're constantly getting a new dalet amos, and therefore you can keep on moving within the entire boat. The sfina no talto tomid mi arba amosov li arba amos acherim. So this is based upon the Gemara, which says that this person is entitled to move within the entire boat if the boat is moving. However, if it's omedes sivkot lamed aleph, then when you've gone outside your tchum, chutz l'tchum b'mokum shu namuch l'matim yasar tvachim, the boat is stopped in shallow water and it's beyond your tchum, so now, the lamalam yasar tvachim, halo naktinon de'ein bo yisr tchumim. If the boat were above water that's more than 10 tvachim deep, so then you're no din of tchumim over here. Umut al-halach kamashirtza, you can walk the entire boat because you're above the tchum. Afilu b'lo mechitzos kol, even though there are no walls on the boat. And we learned this previously. How do we define within 10 tefachim of the ground? Do you go by his feet or you go by the bottom of the boat? Ayin sham, and you can see this as well in Dirshu footnote number 25. But the Mechaber is telling us over here that if the boat is standing still, eino mahalech bo ela arba amos, then you're stuck because the boat's not moving, so you don't get a new dalet amos. And since there are no walls here, it's not an enclosed area, we don't view it as one big dalet amos, so you only have physically dalet amos. The Ramah then says, Hagov, Yimbiem Tso, Yeshla Mechitzos Asora. If part of the boat has Mechitzos Asora around it, Uberosh, Oen Lo, but at the heads, the top of the boat, it doesn't. So then, Azlinum Bosrim Tso, you're allowed to go after the middle of the boat over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Beis, Kigon Shi Amuka Biem Tso Asa. It's deep in the middle over here, and the walls go up more than 10 tefachim from the ground. It's like a canoe over here, which is deeper in the middle than it is at the ends. Uberosh, Mishupas, it's leaning or angling towards the front of the boat. For Lechas Klapi Malak, like a dugout, like a boat over here, like a canoe that is higher in the middle from the bottom than it is at the top. In that situation, we also view it as Rishus HaYochid, because we view the heads of the boat, which are less than 10 Tvachim, it's considered like the holes of Rishus HaYochid, which are halachitly the Rishus HaYochid Hu. As we learned previously, if you want to transfer something from Rishus HaYochid into the walls of Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to do so. The Ramah continues and he says, this is true. Vafilu ein lo klal, rak yesh bo lach kok asara. This would be true, even though you don't have a full 10 tefachim in the middle of the bow, but the floor is thick enough that you could dig out, so to say, a area that is now 10 tefachim from the bottom of the floor of the boat until the side walls. In this situation, we do say we view this over here as being dug out. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Shagam b'emtsi yoseh eino makasar, without the digging out, you don't have 10 tefachim, but nevertheless, we view this halachically lachkok, Sivkot Lamed Dalet, dainu ove and asorim shebekark yoseh, yesh ben lachok kidei shiro litzdaret ima machitzos lahashlim legov asar, that if you dug out the floor, which is thick, you would make 10 tefachim. So then, Sivkot Lamed Hey, apdekaim lon ein chok lahashlim, normally you don't allow this, shani hocha, here it's different. Dubichlal madam rinat, gidud chamisha, haynotel gavah chamisha, mechitz chamisha, mitzdar from l'shir asar tefachim. You can combine the wall with the floor to make 10 tefachim. With this, we conclude today's shir.